Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Injuries are part of Sunday's matchup between the Commanders and the Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flowery Branch inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Raheem Morris is going to join us. Coming up here in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Coach. And I know many of you, we got some questions today on our pre-show about, hey, make sure you guys tell Coach. And as we were talking to our listeners, you know, online, on social media, Mike, we will ask the things that you want to know. I don't know if he's going to answer them. Okay, but we will ask those things. And the other thing is, Mike and I, we are not going to cuss Coach out. Okay, I know many of you want us to do that. See, we're not doing that.
Over the years, to Jim Mora Jr. and Dan Quinn, yeah, sometimes it gets testy. You know, I mean, that's one thing I always love about Smitty. Smitty was one of those guys. And look, and Ra, every once in a while, especially after tough loss like the Commanders last year, we had different opinions on stuff. But guys, we got to be here every week. Can't go like, Coach, really, bunch of BS out there. You guys look a bunch of idiots. No, you can't do that. You can't. Yeah, that's not how it works. You know, we'd be respectful.
We're not going to do that, Beth.
You know, now, again, I will say this. Now, you can go around the country and listen online to other shows in other markets where it is a giant.
It is. No, it is.
Matter of fact, some people have a baseball team in this town. But anyway, I digress. But yes, we keep it real, but you got to be respectful. But I know the frustration is at a boiling point right now with Falcon fans.
Yeah. Yeah. Pat, we're not doing that. We are not going to do that, okay?
Can't go Bobby Hebert talking to Les Miles either, because then you don't get to go to the press conference.
But I will say this, this is how it was at the end of DQ. It didn't get this way with Arthur Smith because we actually thought he was going to get another year.
Right. We were kind of surprised where
it went. But I'll tell you, like the end of DQ, it was testy because it fell apart. Like it was terrible. I mean, we're 0-5. It's like he didn't want to come in here and talk to us, and we're like, come on, man. Like, what the hell is going on? My point is, if we are in week 14, guys, and this thing is, God forbid, in a bad spot, we definitely will be in that place where you have to put it on the line. But in week 3, and this is what I said on social media today as we were talking, guys, this season could easily turn in a heartbeat. And all of a sudden now, what if we run off 3 in a row? And I know it seems very hard right now to even imagine that based on the performance you got last week. But this is the NFL. And I hate to tell you this, but there's not that much of a difference in talent when you start throwing guys out there and the difference between why teams win and they don't. So if we turn it around and all of a sudden you're like, man, Dukes and Bell, man, y'all went in on coaching week 3, it's not going to be the same. Let's see how this goes. Let's see how this plays out. It's either going to go one or two ways, Mike. And if it goes the bad way,
right,
we're here, and we will definitely be all over that.
Now, again, we were talking off the air. You know, Buffalo, that's a tough game. I mean, like, they didn't even have their fastball, and they were able to beat the Dolphins the other night. San Francisco, Carl and I were just talking. Carl brought up 3-0 with injuries up the yin-yang.
Yeah.
What'd you say, 7 starters are out?
Yeah, man. I mean, and not scrubs.
And that's
these are all pro guys.
And look, I know that Shanahan can't get over the top in the Super Bowl, but I think we all know what he's built over there with John Lynch and the way they're able to do whatever they want, no matter what the injuries are on the offensive side. And that's a road trip, too. That's going west. Miami, New England, again, games that we all mentally said, win, win, win. Not now.
We thought we were eating during that period of the schedule.
You know, the offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, today with the media called what happened. Great question. Josh Kendall, coach, what happened Sunday? And basically said it's a comedy of errors. Okay, well,
is that how you would describe it?
At times, I mean, the speaker in the helmet doesn't work. You can't get the – so, Michael – so, whatever the verbiage is, we could joke around about John Gruden. Spider asparagus.
It goes out.
Delta cross. And so now – so he's up there. He has no idea what the play is. You know, you got guys that are not running the proper routes. You know, we talked about it. Arch brought up, you know, spacing of the receivers. You know, that's the thing. Schematically, you're not even right before the play begins, which shockingly then the play doesn't work.
That's right.
Then you throw on top of that, whether it was born in frustration, Michael Penix, you just starts throwing off his back foot. Like, ah, oh, crap, check down. And he's so late with his check down that Bijan and Pitts nearly get killed. So it just, that's that, all that happened. The special teams were an unmitigated disaster, right? That's, we've had special teams awful two of the 3 weeks to start the season.
2 weeks.
Field goal kicker can't make a kick. I mean, that is a comedy of errors. Not a funny one, but it's. I mean, I'm not as, just like people get upset about Rod dapping up a guy after the game, I'll give Zach that because it kind of, that's what it was.
It was, and that's why I don't either. I'm not going to obsess about his verbiage and how he describes what happened. Guys, and sometimes those guys in the booth, and you don't see it, they're just putting their hands over their head and like, what the hell is going on? They're feeling the same way you are. Mm-hmm. You let's not think that these guys are not just sitting up there and you know, toying and playing, you know, tic-tac-toe. They're up there. They're trying to call games. They want to win. They're just like us. They're putting their hands in their head. And, oh, my God, what is going on? So it was a comedy errors. But how does he fix it? And that's the question. You can't tell me it's a comedy errors. I can accept that for last week.
Right.
It can't be a comedy errors this week.
But this goes back to, you know, what if you – everybody does – first thing, everyone's got to execute. It's the NFL. You know, coach did say, we're going up to Charlotte. He goes, yo, you know, those backups, they're going to be fighting for a job too. Same backups on the offensive line beat us now twice in a row.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we're doing like the, you know, our blocking scheme, does that fit the pistol schematically? Because, you know, you saw Dan Orlovsky, Day-Day brought this, Damian, our producer, brought this up yesterday. Does like 5-6 minutes on the pistol. He doesn't think it's a good fit for our offense. Michael Penix Jr. says he loves the pistol. Zach Robinson says, look, whether you're in quarterbacks under center or you're in the pistol, the running back is in the same position. So it doesn't, it's in his mind, it doesn't matter. But other people feel differently about it. And if you're using Bijan the way we're using him, are you making it harder for him to hit those? I don't know, those holes. It just looks to me like we saw something work the first play of the third play of the first game of the season, and we made it look easy. Mm-hmm. And then everything else has looked like literally, like we're like, I mean,
struggle,
blood from a stone.
It's
to
a
get something going with this offense.
It is 404-726-0929 live at Flowery, guys. It's Tukes and Bell coming up. Our conversation with B-Mac, Brian McFadden, had to move B-Mac up because he's traveling to Ireland. We get our first overseas game, Steelers over in Dublin. So we'll talk to him about that. He's going over for the game and get his thoughts on all things NFL coming up here in about 10 minutes. As far as the Falcons injuries, Mike, real quick, let's run down. Do you think AJ Terrell plays Sunday? What's the situation?
Not out there today, as far as we're hearing from our media friends, because we're inside a room with no windows. But apparently, A.J. Terrell at least has not been seen out there today. I thought you and I just, again, we're not orthopedists or physios. We were of the opinion it looked like a pretty serious hamstring. So maybe they try to nurse it, get him to the bye week, and then he'll be ready for week 5 or week 6 against Buffalo.
Yeah, after the bye week. Terry McLaurin, by the way, is seeking a second opinion on his injury.
Okay.
Don't know if that means he gets what he wants and plays, but he hasn't practiced either. And then we mentioned Jaden Daniels was at practice but limited. No word. Listen, Washington's going to play this close to the vest like we did last week with a couple of guys. Whether or not they'll play on Sunday, I just think you got to prepare for both. And we'll let you hear what Raheem said about whoever's playing quarterback. We got to be ready. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Let's get to the Daily Download. Y'all can stop with texting me. I know the Braves have won a lot of games recently. Okay, I understand.
And we're excited about it, and good for them.
10 straight And again, we have no answers for this. Mike said it. They're playing teams that are not vying for the playoffs. But give them credit. This is something we wanted back in, oh, I don't know, June, maybe May. It would have been nice. Either way, they win again. And Mike, Money Harris continues to rake. This made it 3-1 Braves last night.
10-game winning streak.
Michael Harris again out to right center. Again well struck. And again, it is out of here.
Look, Money Harris, we talked about, he's batting 215 for September, but the two home runs you talked about, Carl, he's been sort of streaky. Remember we talked about the adjustments with the stance? Has it cooled down a little bit? Perhaps Chris Sale. We debated the logic of having Chris Sale out there. These guys are all pros. They want to compete.
They are.
And now, as I said, look, guys, the Braves have been on a really good tear. You're still 17 and a half games back in your division. You're not even in the mix for the wild card. So, I'm not trying to crap on success. Success at any level, a 10-game win streak is nothing to sneeze at. But we needed a 10-game win streak to start the season, not 0-7. You know, that kind of set the tone for where this thing went. And then, you know, when it was nut-cutting time by the All-Star break, when you could perhaps get your team, your general manager convinced to really go all in and
couldn't
be buyers, they couldn't get
couldn't
there and throw that switch. So the Braves, 6.5 out, by the way. And, again, they're going to wrap things up, and maybe they can – they're losing today. But wrap up with some positivity. Now I want to see them, okay, things that work, we can analyze what's the old line. Let's analyze what's working. Is Snicker coming back? Are you going to upgrade at shortstop? Are you going to be able to sign what you have here? Are you going to bring Ozzy back? Is Ozzy going to struggle coming off another wrist injury? I mean, is the bottom of the lineup going to produce? You'll get a healthy Profar for an entire season, presumably Acuna.
That's right.
But are you going to spend and we still only have 3/5 of a starting rotation?
That's going to be the issue. We will see what happens. They're playing a day game today.
So I guess that's I'm excited for it, but I'm tempered by what I really want to know what's going to happen in this offseason.
Because this doesn't feel like it's the team that we're going to get next year. There's too many questions looming. More on the Braves as we move towards the end of the season. Let's get to story number two. It is our Falcons, guys. We're live at Flyer Branch. Raheem talking about whoever plays quarterback for the Commanders. It could be Marcus Mariota. It could be Jaden Daniels. At this point, we do not know. Here's what Ross said.
Very similar players. You know, obviously, Jaden's very special with his ability and what he did last year. And obviously, we know Marcus was the number one pick, too, right? Number two. You know, number two pick also. So we know what Marcus has. Marcus was in his building before. Got a lot of respect for Marcus and what he was able to do yesterday. And so they'll run their offense. It'll be very similar to what they do. You know, obviously one's younger, more dynamic, but one had that young, dynamic self about him as well. And you're talking about a guy that can go out and win football games for you.
Yeah. Look, they both present challenges. Obviously, Jaden Daniels is a beast. He's just different at this point, younger and more athletic. But you know, Marcus can still tote the rock, man, and that's part of this. He had, I think, 40 or so yards last week. We will talk more about this as the week goes on, but today, Jaden limited at practice. Meanwhile, as we're talking about things that are going on, Mike, what do you make of this Tom Brady thing? Tom Brady talking about this conflict of interest chatter, being part owner of the Raiders and being a broadcaster for Fox. Now he wrote something about this. I mean, like – okay, obviously it's bothering him that people are talking
about
this.
Yeah, because he's getting heat. He's getting criticism. I mean, you're not really great at your job. You're solid, but you're not spectacular. And people look at the money you're getting paid saying, man, Tom Brady's going to reinvent color commentary. Not even close. You know, and you got Greg Olson, who basically is better and more likable and more interesting, and he's now the B team. So you throw in the Raider thing. Look, how much do you glean from these meetings that you would actually take intel and use it for somebody on your schedule? I don't know. It didn't really pass the eye test. A lot of OGs feel it's jive. And it's, you know, basically if I'm Fox, I would use it to get rid of him. But they won't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He wrote this in his weekly newsletter.
You subscribe to that?
No, I do not. In an entry titled, Do Your Job.
Did you get a free TB12 hat with that?
Maybe a supplement or two. Yeah. Brady wrote that only the paranoid and distrustful believe there's a conflict in his roles.
Okay.
All right, man.
All right, pal.
Coming up, B-Mac's going to join us, CBS NFL analyst. He's heading overseas. First international game for the NFL. We got a bunch of them, including our Falcons, heading over there. But what does he think about the Falcons' offense? Does he think it's a mess? And is it fixable? B-Mac joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.